Thank you for joining us as we discover together how to empower our hearts for extraordinary living. I'm Jackie Woods, here with my son and co-host Russell Woods, bringing you Heart Matters Radio, streaming to you live from the jackiewoods.org website. Each week at 3 Eastern Time, we take an inward journey to explore the heart energies that make up our internal essence. Listening to your heart speak daily allows you to align your thinking, your feeling, your doing, all with your spirit. It's by letting your heart matter that you'll be able to live from the inside out. Today, the heart energy we'll be talking about is purification. And if you got your email sent to you on Saturday morning, and if you haven't, please sign up for it. The little quote that goes with it says, purification washes out all the stains. Now, since we talk about heart energies, we're talking about the qualities or energies of our essence. So we mean that as an energetic washing out of all stains. And it does. And it's hard to believe that we don't use it more completely because it's a powerful, powerful energy. My image of it this morning when I was meditating, and we do really urge you to meditate with us because the synergy of hundreds of people meditating together across the nation, actually in across the globe because we have people in all different countries, will form a great light in our mass consciousness. It will make a difference. So please join with us and just think, if we really meditated, took in, activated within us, and anchored into our lives the energy of purification in mass, what that would do to the consciousness of our planet. So please join with us. When we meditate, as you know, you have to get your body and your mind and your emotions all quiet to hear the voice of the heart speak clearly, and not to get a distorted message from the heart, because the emotions in the mind can be very, very loud and persistent. So those have to be quieted. And we suggest to people that they learn how to release those emotions, to acknowledge them, but release them. In fact, one of the CDs that we're going to suggest that go along with today's show would be Fully Clearing Emotions. So you can clear that space, and then you have to erase all your mental pictures so that you can then have a clear, open space to hear the heart. Some people hear it just as wisdom coming in. Some just feel it as an energy that pulses through their body. And other people will just feel the joy of it, you know, the emotional part of it. And we hope you'll eventually get all of those sensations. And to add to that, the joining or partnering of your male and female by seeing the right brain pictures and hearing the left brain wisdom, so that it becomes a full body experience, not just a mental exercise. So with all of that background, let me talk a little bit about what I saw. I love to drink tea, hot or cold, and I like a little bit of sweetener, but I don't like sugar in it, so I use the stevia. Is a very sweet plant, and it comes in powder form or in liquid, but I like the liquid, and it takes only one drop to totally, totally transform a great big cup or glass full to be very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
One little drop. Now, that was my picture of purification, because that's all it takes, is one little drop of a pure heart energy into your life, and it will transform any murkiness or any blandness or even bitterness of the non-heartful space that you've been acting out around that.
Mm-hmm.
It totally purifies it. So while, you know, it doesn't, you don't usually think of a sweetener as a purification, that's the image I got. But I also had talked to my children's class about a vat we talked on honesty this week, anchoring honesty into our lives, and I gave the picture of a big vat of dishonesty, and if you start dropping honesty into it, it begins to purify that vat. But if you have a pure vat and you drop dishonesty in, it doesn't just stay over at one little corner. It contaminates the whole thing. So that vat or cup or container image was very much in my mind since I spent Saturday teaching the children about
it. That's cool. I like that image. I wouldn't have thought of the sweetener, but
no.
Now that you explain it, it totally makes sense to me. My image was a little different. When I was a kid, if I got a splinter in my foot or something, I was running around barefoot, I'd come in and tweezers would be applied to the splinter and taken out. And invariably, there's some little speck of the splinter that breaks off in under your skin. And at that point, it was always threatened that we'd go get the needle and, you know, dig it out with a little sewing needle or something. And I'd go, no, don't get the needle. And so my dad brought home some, you know, laboratory strength hydrogen peroxide that we would pour on there, and it would just go and bubble and fizz. And, you know, sometimes that little black speck would just fizz right on out, and you wouldn't have to dig in there with
the
needle.
You were lucky, yes.
And that was the image that came to me. The purification has that quality of kind of getting in there and lifting out any foreign object, any piece of stuff stuck in your energy field that doesn't match who you are, that's harmful to you now. It just kind of bubbles it away, just burns in there and takes it out, lifts it off.
That's a great picture. That's a great picture. And what a relief it is. Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Yeah, I like that a lot. And then right after, well, right before we meditated, my granddaughter spilled tea, non-sweetened, but just tea, all over her clothes. She was dressed for school, all over the sofa, all over the floor. And she felt so bad about it. She felt so bad. And it was terribly, terribly upset. But, you know, I looked at it, and it wasn't a big deal because it wasn't hot chocolate or anything like that. It was just tea, and we cleaned it up. But when something happens, I always look at the script. Why are we creating this? Mm-hmm. And, well, number one, she was really kind of upset to spend the week with her sister at Nana's always because she's always had me by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I have both of them this week. So, you know, she had some emotion going on there. But I looked at the script for me, and it was a reminder that I had been thinking several times, you know, I have every room in my house named by a heart energy. And we were eating in the sharing room instead of the room of health where we normally eat. And so I had thought several times, you know, seeing the girls waving their cups around as they talked and, you know, thinking, you know, we really ought to be eating this in the other room. Mm-hmm. This is for sharing. We're not in definition here. And I have rooms labeled according to what we do so that we empower that energy. And I hadn't acted on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a reminder to me of
some impurity in your definition.
Yeah, some impurity in my definition. I needed to purify that definition.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's about sharing, it's about sharing. You know, if you have a room that's defined for health, then it's about health. And I highly recommend that people do label heart energy names so there's a subject. So every time you go into that space, you realize you're in that subject.
Mm-hmm.
But I was allowing people to be out of subject. Wasn't purifying it.
Yeah, that's a good story. Very nice illustration of what you were talking about there. The story that came to me when I thought about my hydrogen peroxide image was in college there was a religious philosopher that I studied a lot, and he put forth the idea that, you know, angels and demons are really the same thing, that if you're attached to your earthly life, then you see demons, you know, clawing at you, biting at you. But if you've made peace with your life and you're ready to move on when it's time to move on, then you don't see demons. Those same creatures now appear to be angels to you, helping you burn away the cords that are attaching you to all the things and places in your life. And that kind of came up for me, and I thought about purifying my intention when we decided to move up here to North Carolina. We bought the property first, and I asked, you know, several times, I came and asked you, and I said, you know, I'm unsure about this. Can I just buy this as an investment and then sell it to somebody? And you said, no, you pretty much got to, you know, be committed to this if you're going to buy into this piece of property. And so I knew it was an important decision, and I was trying to hold purity around that decision. And I just, you know, I was with it for several weeks, months, maybe. I don't know how long it took me to finally get to that decision. But just holding that purity, trying to get more pure in my intention to buy a piece of property here and become part of this community, what I found was that all of my dreams, so-called dreams, came to the surface around, you know, I grew up in Atlanta, and I had somewhere in the back of my mind thought, oh, I'm eventually going to get one of those big old houses in the Druid Hills area, you know, on a really nice tree-lined street, and I'm going to have kids, and they're going to ride their bikes up and down that street, and I'll go shop at the farmer's market. And, you know, these are not things I have to do, but somewhere in there they had become, quote, my dreams. I can't let go of those, you know, and they're just pictures of what I had supposed my adult life would look like when I hit my 30s. But they had wormed their way under the skin, just like those little pieces of splinters, and they had become, oh, well, I can't move to North Carolina because what about that house I was planning to get in that nice leafy suburb? And, you know, suddenly this is painful to have to give up the thought that I'll never live on those streets over there on the other side of Emory campus where I'd always imagined I would live. And, you know, they were nothing more than just imaginings that I had of what my life would look like. But they had wormed their way in there and become, quote unquote, dreams of mine. And the purity that I was holding helped bubble them to the surface. And it felt like, you know, I was having to work poisons out of my body or something. It's like when you have a cold and it takes you a long time to get all that stuff to the surface and sweat it out. And that image of the bubbling peroxide sort of reminded me of that those attachments that I had to be burned away before I was free to create a life that would work for me in North Carolina. I couldn't come up here and be a part of this community while I still have those attachments to certain pictures that I was hoping somewhere on some conscious level to have in my life.
Mm-hmm. That's a great picture. And as you were talking, I was thinking, in our community right now, I had asked our astrologer what was going on astrologically, and there's a lot of Mercury, Mars, Uranus stuff, which is quick change around that fiery Mars thinking, action, mm-hmm. male energy. And we've had in all of that male part in our anchoring, it has not always been pure. And if it's not pure right now, because Jupiter's shining on it, which is magnifying it, and if it's, that's our chart right now for us in this community. And if that's not that expansion or that Jupiter bright light shining on there to purify everything, when it's shining, it brings up all the stuff that needs to be bubbled out.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had four people in our community hurt their ankles or their knees recently,
yeah.
And walking around on crutches for a few days because And again, we tend to say, well, that's a bad thing.
Right.
But what I was trying to say in my example this morning, that's not a bad thing if you really are, have claimed the energy of purification. You just see it as a container that needs a drop of sweetener in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just a container that needs purification. It's not a bad thing. All that light's just bringing up all those dreams or patterns that you were talking about that need to be bubbled away.
Yeah.
So we're on the same page again. That's good. That's good. I want to give some attention here to one of our sponsors. This is a place where you can go green online. Reduce your consumption by exploring a gently used boutique. It's called Bountiful Buys, and it's an online shopping service, bountifulbuys.com. All you have to do is click on what you want, give them your credit card, and it will be sent to you. How easy is that for mm-hmm. your Christmas shopping? You can get clothes, you can have accessories, books, gifts, whatever it is that you're needing right now, and know that it will go easy on your wallet as well as on the planet. BountifulBuys.com. We have an email from Kathy in Dayton, Ohio. My meditation on purification brought the image of ivory snow washing powder. Oh, I remember ivory snow.
Mm-hmm.
I had to use it constantly when Dave was a baby because he had such delicate skin. Ivory snow washing powder that has a baby on the front of it and reminding me of its logo that says it is 99% pure. For me, that meant purification is about keeping my emotions and reactions cleared daily. I like to do this by journaling and sometimes sharing with a good listener. I've come to see how important this process is. Thank you both for your wonderful guidance on this show. Back again to the CD, Fully Clearing Emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a staple. It's one of those that you have to have because just as Kathy says, you know, how are you going to bring purification all the way down to your physical world in your life daily if you don't clear out, as you say, the dreams, the pictures, the attachments, and the feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you want to add anything to that?
Well, I totally agree with that. I think, you know, the CD that came to me was a workshop, releasing unproductive patterns. But it's along the same line. It's that idea that if you don't keep your energy field clean and clear of those attachments, those reactions, those old ways of doing things that no longer fit you, if you don't regularly purify those out, then it's like shining a light through a dirty lens. You know, you start to have all these unwanted manifestations show up in your life. Because
you end up on crutches.
Yeah, because you're not going to be able to shut off the light of your heart and just not manifest. You will manifest something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a question of whether that something is a pure reflection of you or a reflection of you mixed in with a lot of things that aren't you anymore.
Uh-huh. Another workshop that speaks to that very clearly is the shadow self workshop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another good one.
Uh-huh, because, you know, it basically is whatever you feel is victimizing you is what you're going to project out there as your shadow self.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the shadow self workshop, releasing unproductive patterns, both of those. I mean, look online and just kind of listen to see which one you're pulled towards. That's the way I would recommend picking one. Just see which one really speaks to you, because both of them are powerful workshops in helping you to make sure that the reflection in your life is not your shadow, but your heart. But the heart will show up the shadows every day.
Yeah.
And the trick that I saw in my meditation is not seeing those as a bad thing, but as an opportunity. And in fact, one of the baby steps that I wrote down was make sure that what you labeled as bad the day before when you meditate the next morning, just see it that, oh, well, that was just an opportunity for me to bring this energy.
That's an excellent idea. I like that.
And we have an email from Diane in New York, New York. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I'm disappointed to hear that you will be ending the show December 20th. I love the wisdom that you share and the stories that connect what you say to everyday life. Purification was different than I expected. It was the sun rising over the mountains. It was like a ball of fire shining a bright light on everything, making it all clean and fresh for the new day. This picture has encouraged me to set aside everything that bothered me yesterday to see it differently today.
There you go.
And I swear I didn't read this before I said my baby step.
Uh-huh. Instant confirmation there.
Instant confirmation. Did you want to comment on that?
Well, I second that idea. I remember at one point my family, my wife and my kids and I owned a old Jeep. It was like a Grand Voyager or something, one of those old wood-paneled sided vehicles. And it was a family favorite. We all enjoyed that vehicle. But right at the beginning of a new year, I think, we choose a heart quality that we're going to focus on every year at New Year's. We draw write it on a slip of paper and offer it up into the fire to be taken up to our higher self. And we do this as a community. It's very powerful, and it kind of follows you all year. You get to really be doused in that quality and learn all about it. And I chose fulfillment that year, and within like 2 weeks, that Jeep had blown up. I mean, the engine blew apart, and it would have cost couple thousand dollars to replace it, and the whole vehicle wasn't worth that much. It was an old Jeep. So we were just left with a pile of junk, basically. I mean, we could sell it for scrap, but or pay too much to get it fixed. I mean, basically, it was just a write-off. And I thought, well, what does this have to do with fulfillment? And I took it to a session that you had offered me, and I asked, I said, Jackie, you've got to help me understand this. She said, well, you're always fulfilling. You know, that's not something you have to try to do. You will manifest something. It's a question of what. And it brought up that idea of purification. And I had not thought of expectations as impure, but you pointed out to me, you said, did you expect that Jeep to last forever when you bought it? I said, well, no. You know, I bought it secondhand. I didn't think it would be the last vehicle I would ever buy. You said, well, how long did you expect it to last? I said, I don't know, 2-3 years. And you said, well, how long has it been since you bought it? I said, 3 years. I said, there you go. And I realized that if you don't constantly go through and update and purify your expectations, your emotional wants, your so-called dreams that you have in there, all those things have to be constantly purified or you will manifest them. It's like a crowded party, and the loudest voice becomes the thing that everybody listens to. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think, I'm going to be, you know, really pure in my intention, but then you have this emotional voice in there that says, oh, I hate this situation. I bet it's just going to turn out badly. Well, then it will. That's the loudest voice in there. And if you don't go through and purify that voice, it doesn't matter how many other good intentions you have, they won't manifest.
Mm-hmm. That's such a good point. That is so good. We have another email from Diana in Jupiter, Florida. Thank you so much for the understanding of how to be an energy daily. And my meditation vision was of a fire that started small and kept expanding. In the center of the fire, there was a piece of metal being molded into a solid form. As the fire worked with it, it grew in depth and became golden and glowed.
Wow.
Wow, that's a good picture, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I like that, too.
I'll tell you, you know, when we meditate together, like this morning, it was my husband and I and our two granddaughters, and we all share, you know, what our pictures are. And sometimes everybody's fits together, and sometimes one or two fits together. But it's amazing how it adds substance to your picture to share it. I mean, it adds meaning. It adds that depth, that glow, that all those things she's just describing. You know, that it expands it out. It changes the shape sometimes, and it makes it glow.
Mm-hmm.
All the qualities she just mentioned is pretty much what happens when we share. And we're energetically doing that when we all meditate together, whether we talk about it or not.
Yeah, Plus, I liked the sort of molten, fiery image in there of how things can become changeable when you bring that purification in there. It does have that sort of fiery quality where it kind of... you know, one of the baby step that I was going to mention first is based on what I just said about purifying your intentions and making sure you don't have hidden emotional voices or hidden expectations in your subconscious around something, is to take a big meeting that you've got to go to, or a large purchase like a car or a timeshare or something that you're contemplating, and write down all your expectations, how you expect it to turn out, how long you expect it to last, how much fun you expect to have there or not. And then burn all those things up. Add that fire element to them. Mm-hmm. Just write them on a piece mm-hmm. of paper, throw them in the fire, and it's like you get to start over. You know, mm-hmm. you don't have any expectations right. now. It can become whatever you want it to. And that moltenness, that changeability is what makes purification so wonderful, is it keeps you from being set on any one course. Every day can be a new day with purification.
Yes, and I picked up on the expansion part, how when you really are bringing every piece of who you are as a heart energy down, and it has a purified path in that you've cleared away those dreams and expectations and attachments and feelings, and it has a clear path for expression, then that expansion that she had in the picture that I just mentioned of how you begin to join with others uh-huh. in that empowers it. So if you don't have purification, you're not going to have empowerment, because the empowerment is that expansion of joining with other hearts.
Mm, very true. Good point.
So, you know, she's been able to bring together in that picture both of those aspects that are so powerful around purification. We have another sponsor I would like to acknowledge. This is the If You Care Company. The If You Care Company makes environmentally friendly household products. You don't find very many of those out there.
No.
And if you're really about taking care of the planet, then you need to pay attention, because this company makes such things as coffee filters, where they use paper that comes from forests that comply with the most rigorous environmental and social standards. Their aluminum foil is 100% recycled. The If You Care parchment papers and baking cups are unbleached and totally chlorine-free. And their wax paper is made with soybean wax. So if you care about our planet, please buy If You Care products. And when you're doing all your baking for Christmas, remember If You Care. This email is from Kathy in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Last night I dreamed that I looked in my childhood closet, and there were a lot of red clothes in different patterns and designs. I began to sort through them and get rid of the ones I didn't need, even though they were all in good condition. That was a new addition to my view of purification. That's a good baby step, too.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yes, and red to us represents that root chakra, that physical cleaning out in the physical. We've talked about clearing out our mental attachments and our emotional reactions, But if we don't clear out physically, I mean, to make a space, because in the physical, it's about structure.
Right.
So you really have to get rid of things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we're willing to clear out feelings and attachments and still hang on to things in the physical. So her picture to me says that purification has to come all the way down. And that's a great baby step. Say you're going to clean out your closet. You're going to throw away all the stuff and make room for all your new Christmas gifts. Because you will. If you don't, you're just going to keep adding to, and pretty soon the physical becomes cluttered and the purification can't be there. Doesn't mean you don't vacuum and dust and those kinds of things, but there's still that physical clutter underneath.
Yeah, the physical aspect of purification is one we haven't really touched on yet. I was thinking about that earlier, too, and I thought, well, what's a good explanation of that? And the thing that came to me is, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, your husband Rodney started his nutrition interest, and he started bringing that aspect into our community. And I became very aware of, you know, what I'm eating and that whole idea of, you know, your physical body is a sacred temple. You got to treat it that way. And so I started taking supplements to help my digestion, help my mineral balance. And you would think that if you start supporting yourself more physically, then your physical is going to be able to put up with more. And I thought, well, you know, if I don't get to sleep on time and I'm, you know, cutting my sleep a little short, it's okay because I'm making up for it with better nutrition. But that's not the case. You know, the more I watch my nutrition, the earlier I have to go to bed. It's like, if you really take care of your body, it will demand better care in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it won't let you get away with shortchanging it on water or sleep or breathing deeply or meditating. You know, all those things sort of stem out of one little change, like Kathy was talking about, like cleaning out your closet. One of the baby steps that I thought of was maybe just make one little change in your health regimen. You start drinking a little more water. Go to bed a little earlier. You'd be surprised how that one little step towards purity will mushroom, and you'll start purifying other areas of your life physically as well.
But I don't guess you would recommend me starting to move furniture around, would you?
Well, you can do that in your house. That's fine.
When he was growing up, you know how you move one piece of furniture, it requires then that everything get changed?
Mm-hmm.
You hated that. You hated that. But it is a good example,
mm-hmm,
how when you move one piece in your life, when you take out one attachment, when you take out one emotional reactive spot and you purify that, or you change one physical piece and you change it, then as you just said, it actually brings more light so that you can start clearing out and seeing more things so that eventually you have a big space. And that's the dropping of the drop into the vat of, mm-hmm, of murky water of purification. When you drop that drop all the way down and it hits that vat, the physical container, it begins to purify. It's the same example you gave with the hydrogen peroxide.
One little bit of purification leads to more purification.
More purification, more fear. But I want to reemphasize that, just like the kids' class on honesty, you know, if you start dropping honesty in, your vat of honesty begins to get purified. But if you start dropping dishonesty in, you can't just separate it out and say, well, I'm just dishonest in this one little area.
Yeah. Yeah, same is true with purification. You can't just be impure in one little area.
No, you have to say, if I'm going to bring purification, I'm willing to bring it all the way down. My thoughts, my feelings, and my physical world, and whatever comes up into the light that I'm aware needs to be purified.
Right.
It's not just a one little area. Well, I want to be more pure in my eating. Well, you may start there, but then it'll make you aware of that closet you need to clear out. Then it'll make you aware of those attachments you have. So purification is this powerful, powerful energy. I don't think people realize the power of it.
And to springboard off of what you said there, you know, if something does come up, if you apply that hydrogen peroxide and something bubbles to the surface and you say, oh, yeah, that really doesn't fit me anymore. That doesn't help my body stay pure.
That's just the black speck under the skin.
Yeah, that doesn't help my emotions stay pure. That's not a pure intention. But I'm not ready to let go of it. If it bubbles to the surface and you still hang on to it, at that point it becomes a piece of poison that starts ruining the rest of your purity.
Causes you to get infected.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start this process, don't stop halfway through.
No. No, it's a powerful energy, but that's a very good point. This is from Teresa in Asheville, North Carolina. I've so enjoyed your show. Thank goodness for the archives. I was wondering, are some of the weather-related disasters that our planet has recently experienced simply a way the planet has of purifying itself? I definitely think that the planet does purification. I think, mm-hmm. you know, we have the volcanoes and we have the earthquakes and we have the tsunamis and we have all kinds of things that Mother Earth says, okay, I'm really feeling toxic here. Let me use something to bubble that out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you want to add something to that?
Well, you know, I think once again, it's that angels and demons sort of thing, that if you see those earth changes as bad, you know, oh, this is going to ruin my property value. I had a trip planned to this area of the world and now it's underwater. And, you know, if you see that as a bad thing, then it just seems like demons are picking at your life. But if you feel the purity that Mother Earth's trying to bring and say, oh, well, this area just needed to be cleansed, then something new can come to fill that space for you. You can have a new vacation. You can find out how to rebuild your property. You can draw new things into your life that fit that new, purer space. But if you just look at it as, I lost something, I wasn't ready to give it up, then it sort of poisons that whole process mm-hmm. for you. And it just seems that the world's a bad place where terrible weather things happen all the time and people get hurt and millions of dollars of property get lost. And it puts you into that negative space where you just see all these demons clawing at you.
Yes. And back to my baby step, try to take the day before, just the day before, not your big list of bad things that have happened in your life, because most people have a huge list, but just take the day before one bad thing and say, okay, I'm going to look at that as the angels. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look at that as good. I'm going to look at it as an opportunity for me to bring light to it mm-hmm. and fill it up and purify it instead of, oh, it's such a bad thing
right.
that happened. And you go into that emotional reaction and then you go into the judgment and then you get people to join with you in it and you synergize it and you just add a big negative blob onto the planet instead of a drop of purification that spreads out.
Yeah, and those things get started in such a subtle way. It was like my dreams of where I was going to live when I grew up. You know, they just start out as, oh, well, that would be nice. And then 10 years later, it's, don't take that from me. I had all my hopes pinned on living in that place. You know, it was just a picture that you had at some point. But then it became an attachment, and purification comes in and wants to move it, and we think, oh, purification's bad. It's taking away something great. Well, it's not great. It was just a possibility that you grew attached to.
A person can become a possibility.
That's true. That's true.
Not just a thing. Yes. All right. This is from Bill in Orlando, Florida. Purification seems so obscure to me. I feel like other energies you've discussed are apparent in my interactions, like honesty and power and communication and so forth. How does purification relate to interpersonal situations? How does it feel? Good questions, Bill. Very good questions. Do you want to start or do you want me to?
Purification to me in interpersonal relationships always feels, it has a flavor of that honesty you were talking about. It always feels like it's clearing away murkiness. That when I finish talking to my wife or a friend and there was impure stuff in our space and we've finally addressed it and we've both said what we needed to say and you know, either forgiven it or put it behind us or just had it out, there's a cleanness and a clarity afterwards. It's like we're starting new again. We don't have all this goop between us. And you didn't really notice the goop until it was gone. It's like when you do a deep cleaning on your kitchen and you get in there and you scrub the grout between the tiles and you clean on top of the cabinets up there where the dust is really thick and you never look. You come in.
Well, excuse me, I do.
Well, where I never look. You come in and you can feel that the kitchen's different. You may not see it. I mean, unless you get on a ladder, you don't see that it's been cleaned up there, but it feels different to you. And I get that feeling in interpersonal situations where purification has come in and we've cleared out some of our attachments, some of our reactions between each other. You may not say anything different. You may go through the same daily activities with your spouse or coworkers or whatever, but it has that pure feel to it now.
Mm-hmm. You know, our car has fulfilled its definition in the time that we said and the miles we said and where what it would do and how long it would go and when it would be time for it to end and all that. It's fulfilled our definition. It's had fulfillment. So we were looking at cars. Well, talk about purification. The first place we went, talk about a manipulative conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing pure in it. All the right words were being spoken. All the smiles and all of the, you know, pats on the back and so forth were being given us. But it didn't feel pure. It felt totally manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
So we left very quickly. And we went to the next place, and the guy was really nice. He was a very, very nice man. But now, Rodney and I, my husband and I, play a lot in our interactions, and people don't know how to take that because we're joking with each other, but they don't know if we're serious or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know whether they should stand back and wait for a fight, but yet we're laughing at each other, and there's nothing of tension. It's just our play. But, you know, they kind of just stand back and look at us and kind of look like, what am I supposed to say now? How am I supposed to jump into this? You know, how am I going to do my sales pitch when these two are going on about whether they're going to have cloth seats or not? And Rodney made a comment when we got in the car because the guy was really nice. He really was, but he really did not know how to interact with us. He was sort of at a loss. And what Rodney's comment was that the way we interact doesn't fit any of his pictures of how couples that he's worked with interact. And so he didn't have a picture to relate to. Well, purification is not relating to a picture. It's getting rid of pictures so that you can see what's really there.
Right.
But most people interact with you according to, okay, you're this type of personality, so I'll interact this way. Or you look like this kind of customer, so I will try to sell you in this way.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, we interact with pictures of how what they're bringing this piece of personality, so I have learned to interact this way. There's nothing pure in that. That's really a manipulation of each other's pictures.
Uh-huh.
And so this whole show, we've talked about clearing all of that so that that drop of purification comes all the way from your heart, all the way through your mind, emotions, and is willing to clear and create new spaces, expanded spaces in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what purification looks like and feels like to me in interactions. It's not just one picture relating to another, which is very stifling in my feeling to me, whereas this feels fun, it feels playful, it feels open, and like a huge adventure.
It's a good description.
It's kind of a lengthy one. But it was, that happened today. So, you know, in the energy of purification, I thought that was an interesting observation.
Mm-hmm.
This email is from Julie in Lake Lure. This morning during my meditation, I saw an old-fashioned well with the bucket of water you crank up and use to clean with. If you run out, there is always more. It never runs out. Well, that was kind of a cool picture.
A lot of abundance in
there. A lot of abundance, yeah. And that's what we've been pointing out. Purification is not just one little drop, but it begins to purify the whole of your life in all areas.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's pretty much summed up in her picture what we've been talking about. Did you want to add to that?
No, I like that. I like that inexhaustible supply.
Uh-huh. I do too.
You know, if I were to add anything to it, it would be Disney image of the Sorcerer's Apprentice with the little brooms that keep bringing you water sometimes when you only wanted to wash a little corner of your room, and now there's just water and buckets coming.
Wash this one corner of the floor, now I got to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Wash one pane of my window, now I got to do all of them. Yes, that's true. Another of our sponsors is the Ottawahee Wellness Retreat. It's a place where you can come and relax and let your heart sing, because it's a healthy place to be. It's a heartful place to be. It offers all the amenities of a bed and breakfast, plus access to a health food store, fitness room, peaceful walking trails, 10 alternative healers, and a whole community of heartful people. This is a place where retreat becomes renewal, and you can access it through Ottawahee.com. If you're listening to this, you do have access to the internet. So go on to Ottawahee.com, Ottawehi.com. We have another email from Mike, who's Julie's husband. During my meditation, I saw light rays shining through dark storm clouds. It reminds me that no matter what I have to go through, the sun will always be there to light the way. Thank you for the ray of light you both give to me.
That's very nice.
That's very nice. Do you want to add anything to that, Russell?
I like that image. You know, I see that sort of image in my meditations a lot, where the clouds part and you get one of those rays of light that come down and focus on a particular spot in your consciousness or in your daily life that you need to be looking at. And it always seems to me that light is bringing you a moment of clarity, is bringing you that purity of intention around a particular place that was just part of the gloom before. But when you focus a little light on it, it becomes something manageable that you can change, that you can purify, that you can bring yourself to. But when it was all just clouds before, it's overwhelming. So those little moments of light, they do add up. They do build on each other. You do begin to get more and more purity out of them. But if you can just find that one little spot in your life where you can bring a little of that light of purification, it can start chipping away at that big mountain of gloom that you have.
And it all has to start with the purity of intent, the heart's intent. What is your intent? What is your heart's intent today? And today it was to bring purification.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow there will be another pure energy, but it will take a different form, because all heart energies are pure. But it will have another intent. It will still bring that light and rays like Mike's talking about, but the intent will have a little bit different subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that each day we have a subject of intent, because how can we bring those rays of light and purify our life and add purification if our intent is not pure each day.
True.
This email is from Wanda in Nashville, Tennessee. You've mentioned purity and purification today. Are they the same thing? Well, actually, I see purification more starting, and we talk about the male, the female
mm-hmm.
parts of ourselves, and some energies of the heart relate more to the female, and some relate more to the male, mm-hmm. more active, masculine thing. Purity to me is a female energy.
Mm-hmm.
The sacredness of the sacred female within you is pure. She holds purity. She holds purity. But purification is the male. And we've talked today about bringing it and anchoring it all the way down. It's the male version. So you have the female and male version of that, according to my perception. How do you see that, Russell?
Yeah, I probably wasn't thinking in those eloquent terms. I was just going to say that purification is sort of the action verb of purity.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, that's just my way of saying what you were saying, that the male is the doing and the female is the being. And we can be purity, but we do purification.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know, it's so important that these female and male parts of us work together. And almost all, well, in fact, all heart energies have the female and male version.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we'll be given in our meditation whichever side of us we need to work with.
Right.
And to realize that there are both parts. That's that the female part that is the being part of you, but if you don't bring it, like purity never gets to become purification.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Nancy in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Where is your community? Are you open to new residents? Can you talk about that? It's like I would like to live there. Oh, definitely can talk about that. We have people that show up here probably anymore. It's almost every week. Looking for community because people realize that to really grow spiritually and people in the consciousness, that whole spiritual growth is becoming, the whole concept of spiritual growth is becoming more of a reality. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, well, I'm trying to be spiritual, so I'm trying to be a good person. We're realizing that it's an ongoing growth process.
Right.
More and more of the consciousness is out there. Like there's several radio shows out there like ours, maybe a different topic, but they're trying to get that point across. And
right.
That's the reason they're doing it. Just like that's why we have put this energy out there. For a whole year is to let people know that, wait a minute, everything is energy and you have access to that energy and it's a pure energy and it's made up of the creative force that changes lives. When you work from the inside out, you begin to change not only your life, but the lives of those around you, and it spreads out and changes the planet.
And it gets more powerful when we each bring our little piece of that and join it together.
Yes. So the whole idea then of spiritual community or people working together towards the same goal is becoming more popular. We started this community 12 years ago. I never can remember a number.
It'll be 13 in June.
13 in June. 13 years ago. And 12 and a half. And so, you know, we were kind of ahead of the
curve
group, whatever, thought process, consciousness, whatever. But it's not that there aren't a lot of those little communities out there. They are, and you need to find the one that's just right for you. But when we got ready to start this community, I studied community books, community magazines, which ones have worked. A lot have come and gone. Koinonia Farms in Georgia is still there. It was probably one of the first to start. It's an agricultural community, but with high spiritual standards. And they're still there, and they're still going. There are a lot that come and go. There's some that are around agriculture, some around environmental support, some just around the whole concept of living together. A lot of different types of communities. Ours is about bringing light, the mission of bringing light to the planet. That's our intent. But the whole concept of living in community, knowing that you need to spread out whatever purification you bring down, needs to touch others and them touch you to begin to expand for purification to grow in you, or any heart energy to grow in you. And so community's catching on. So that's the whole concept of community. And then there's ours. Yes, we are open to new residents. We ask that they go through an initial stage of seeing if they're really interested in our community. You know, they have to have the first steps, but we require a lot of discipline. We meditate every morning, and we meditate some nights for the good of the planet. We get our energies in the morning. We believe in working together synergistically. It's a life dedication. People start at different levels depending where they are. But it's with that intent that we're talking about, that Mike talked about in his rays of light, that intent be there, that you really want to grow spiritually and you want to grow spiritually for the good of the planet and for the whole. Do you want to add to that?
I think that a lot of people view community just in physical terms. You know, community is about whether you are close to your neighbors, whether you live in the same house with a bunch of people. Community, for me, as I've discovered in the journey that we've had for these past 12 years or so, is more about finding people whose intention matches yours, not just whose living situation happens to match yours.
No, it's not just your lifestyle. Yeah. Yes, it's your intention. Because if you don't start with that intention of the heart, you won't have purity all the way down, and it won't manifest in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you may move in to a community, but if your intent doesn't match and you're not synergizing all the way down, it won't come together in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you want to know more about what we do here, you can check the otterwehe.com, the same place where you would find the retreat. We've got two websites. We've got the otterwehe.com, and then we have the JackieWoods.org. The JackieWoods.org website is for people who take online classes. It's for people at a distance, for people that want to do continuing education study with us, either massage therapists, social workers, counselors, music therapists. Nurses,
or just looking for growth resources, like
our
CDs.
Or our books. The book that would really work with this today would be Journey to Ultimate Spirituality. Would really, really help a person if you're into books rather than CDs or workshops. But we're trying to spread that light that we talk about. Our intent is to get out there at a distance and on site. It's all the same. And we're not evangelistic about it. We're just trying to say you need to find where your intent matches.
Mm-hmm.
We have an email from Nellie from North Carolina. You've just answered my question as to why my vision this morning was a male lion when you talked about purity versus purification. I've been wondering about this. Thank you. Yes, well, good.
Nice piece of serendipity there.
That's nice. I like to have those affirmations. Well, it's about time for us to close, and I just want to thank everyone for joining us today. And remember that we have the archives that you can get to through our Facebook, our Heart Matters Facebook, or you can get to them from the JackieWoods.org website. So go back and check. Any energy that you're working on, meditating on each day that seems to be a little cloudy and you need some support, we're wanting to join with you and spread our light with yours. Remember to let your heart matter. And when you do, you can live from the inside out. Thank you.